Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Every Wednesday at this time, we talk to Mike Rizzo, president and general manager of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Mike, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
So, not a great offensive night for you guys. Hers pitched okay, but you just couldn't get any offense going. I wanted to ask you about one player in particular. Your center fielder, Jacob Young. Amazing defensive player. I just looked it up. He's leading the Major League Baseball in runs prevented. He's tied for the lead in outs above average. Is there like a threshold number that you guys think, like, you need this amount of offense to keep him as a center fielder in the future?
He's proven to me that he's major league worthy, and that he, you know, there's a place on this team for him. And I think that his offense has improved over the course of this season. He's got to, see more pitches, take more walks, get more bunt hits. He leads the league in bunt hits, I think, with 8, and infield hits. He's an elite runner, an elite defender, and an elite base runner or base stealer. So he's, he possesses a lot of skills that winning ball clubs employ. So he's turned himself into a real asset for us, and a guy that is going to be part of the future.
He's going to win a Gold Glove. That he's basically the best center fielder, defensive center fielder in the league.
Analytically, he definitely is, and with the human eye, you know, if you see him play day in and day out, he's the Gold Glove winner. He's the best center fielder I've seen this season, and a guy that just keeps improving, getting better and better, and plays every day, plays nicked up, plays really hard in the outfield, and slams into walls, and not afraid of fences, walls, or anything else. So we're really proud of him, the way he's come, a seventh round pick that's really blossomed into something that's going to really be a nice piece for us going forward.
I wanted to ask you about another guy, young outfielder you guys have, and that's Alex Call. My buddy actually sent me a text this morning. He says, ask Grizz about Alex Call and his number since he was called back up. So, and I was looking at the numbers, and I didn't really dive into him that much, but he's hitting .356. And you guys called him back up in late July. So he's basically been back for about, call it 20 games. Not playing every day, but call it 20 games. And it's a small sample size, I get it. But I was just looking at the game logs. Man, he's got like 8 or 9 multi-hit games in his last 20. And he's hitting .356. And you basically, you picked him up off of waivers because I think Cleveland just cut him. Talk about him. Like, what's he been doing differently at the plate that he wasn't doing or to start the year, and why is he hitting .356? I mean, that's impressive.
Well, he's a good player. You know, he runs well. He's a good defender in 3 outfield positions. He puts the bat on the ball. He's got surprising power, and he just needed a place to play and needed some opportunities. Small sample, so we're not going to get crazy about the, right, you know, about the numbers, but he's always been a good player for us. He's a guy that that fills a lot of spots for you on a really good team. He can play all 3 outfield positions. He can run well. He'll steal you a base, and a guy he puts in a lot of work. He's a hard worker. I think that the resurgence is a key to he's seeing more pitches in the strike zone, swinging at more pitches in the strike zone, being more selective, and I think it's you're seeing the benefit of him putting the barrel on the ball more often and using the entire field instead of he got a little pull happy his first go around with us here at the big league level.
Gotcha.
Hey Mike, a new name that Drabby was telling me about and I've just been reading about is Travis Sikora. Is that how you say his name? He's zooming up your guys' prospect list. I think he was a third rounder you guys took out of high school a couple years ago. And, big, strong pitcher, looks like, who's been kind of dominant. Can you tell us more about him?
Yeah, he's a big physical pitcher out of Texas that that we overpaid, gave him first round money in the third round a couple years ago, and he's a projection right-handed pitcher that that's really developed fairly quickly. He's an upper 90s guy. He's touched 100 a few times. He's got a good slider and a good changeup, good delivery, and he's a horse. He's 6'6", about 225 pounds right now, and when you couple him in there with Susanna and Clemmy down there at our A-ball level, we've got three extremely high ceiling, high caliber starting pitchers in the low A level, and he's certainly zooming up lists on some of the national lists, but he's been a guy we identified way back in high school, and he's just scratching the surface and starting to come into his own.
What are the numbers these days on kids that you draft out of high school versus college? You know, I remember like in the whole Moneyball days, they were all about was it the college guys they were saying was hitting better? Like, what is it now? Where are we and all that?
As far as the percentage, I think it's still around 50-50 high school and college. I think that in the last recent couple of drafts, I think you've seen more college players go off than high school.
Uh-huh.
The NIL situation in college baseball has made it a little more difficult to sign some of these high school players because there's incentive for those kids that used to sign to now they make a lot of money to go play college baseball. So that throws a different layer on it. We've drafted fairly equally high school, college at the top of the draft with the Houses and the Sikoras and that type of guys. We always take best player available and be at high school or college and just have to be more patient with the high school kids than you do with the college kids. Obviously, it's the high schoolers and the international players take much more time to develop than those quick to the big leagues type of college signs.
So, Mike, we've got 36 games left, so we're approaching end of August. Season winding down. Just give me a couple just off the top of your head, a couple of the biggest pros from this year, and I assume James Wood's one of them, and then a couple of the biggest cons. Pros and cons from this year.
I think the biggest pros is you're seeing the development of our starting rotation. With Irvin and Parker and Hers and Gore, you're seeing really the development of four major league starters, kind of coming together at the same season, which is, unlikely to happen often. But I think that's the biggest pro for me, the state of our pitching at the big league level, at the upper minor league level, and at the lower minor league level. It's never been better for us. It's never flourished as much, and we've never had so much depth as we have right now. And I think at the big league level, another pro is that, I think you're seeing the emergence of a good core group at the big league level already. With Ruiz's second half has been solid. With Abrams and Garcia and Young in the outfield, and then when you add Wood and Cruz in the near future, that you're looking at yourself of 5, 6, 7 players that's going to be the core group of your team in the very near future. So that's definitely the pro. The cons is growing pains of all these young players. They all don't blossom and develop at the same time. So there's bumps in the road. That's like I always said, development's not linear. There's bumps in the road, and you have to live and die with those throughout the season. And I think you've seen that. You go score 6 or 7 runs against a good Phillies team on Sunday, then come and get shut out against the Rockies until Abrams hit the home run. So the inconsistencies and the sometimes the lack of fundamentals are definitely the biggest con that I've seen during throughout the season. and things that we have to work on.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about real quick before we let you go. You know, obviously baseball's rules changes are crazy. Some you agree with, some you don't. We won't go into that. But the one thing that came out, and I don't know how it was leaked. I guess this was last week. The Major League Baseball's pondering the six-inning mandatory minimum for starting pitchers. And I think it's dumb. I think it's crazy. And who knows how close we are to possibly getting there. But just give me your thoughts on if Major League Baseball required starting pitchers to go a minimum. And there are some caveats. There's injury caveats. There's 100-pitch caveat. But if Mackenzie Gore was getting shelled in the first inning or second inning, and it's 4-0 or 6-0 in a huge game, you may be required to pitch him for six innings or 100 pitches. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I definitely would have to see what the entire rule entails, first of all, before I comment. Okay. You know, just kind of in general, as I don't like MLB or anybody else telling me what I can do with my roster and with my players. I mean, any type of mandate to me is unacceptable. So, I mean, you know, whenever they mandate that, you have to have a certain this amount of pitchers, and you can't have more. Your roster has to be 13 pitchers, 13 position players. It can't be more. I like to think if I wanted to have, 25 pitchers and one position player, I should be able to do that. It's my it's our team. We do what we want with it. But any mandate I would need to discuss, because teams run their organization different and their roster different, because we all have different assets on our roster. We all have different strengths and weaknesses of our roster. So to put in just these broad brush rules of every team has to, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, I'd have to really, I'd have to really see what the rule entails and how it will be implemented and that type of thing before I have any specific comments on that specific rule. But in general, I like to be left alone to do what I want with the team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eventually you came around on the no shift anymore.
Definitely came around on the no shift. I thought that was beneficial. And I definitely came around on the pitch clock. I think that saved us. I love that rule. That was a beauty. That was a win by MLB. That was a terrific rule and a gutsy rule for them to put in. And I think it's really helped the enjoyment of the fans and of everybody else that loves baseball. I think it's made the game better.
All right, Mike, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, see you, Mike.
Mike Rizzo, President and GM of your Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. EB's entertainment page is on deck. I got a bad beat for after the show. So I knew I had to do this training to be a coach in CYO. I'm coaching two soccer teams. And I planned on just putting an old Zoomer on while I was driving, but they specifically have a note that says you won't get credit for it if you do it while driving, because they don't want anybody to run the risk of being on a Zoom.
Well, how would they know you're doing it while driving?
They want you to have your camera on. And they want you to participate.
Right.
So
you have to sit here.
It starts at 10 a.m., and I'm going to have to sit here.
How long is it going to be?
It says 10 to 1.
Oof.
It's right in the middle of lunchtime.
You're
going to
be so hungry.
Lunch?
Hey, you're going to have to order out.
All right.
Carlos bring it up to you.
Real quick before we get into it. We can play the EP music. You want to play the EP music?
Why? What you got?
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. He is to me. But Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, my guy, my hero, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They got military benefits. They got electric vehicles, used vehicles, new vehicles, all of them, all different price ranges. You don't have to be like a billionaire. You can find something that's appropriate for your income. So check them out. Eric-Bickle-3. Memorize that. It's going to be my next T-shirt. Who this is from Zachary, $10. Who was your favorite Junkies intern and then least favorite? Now, I'm going to answer this first. I'm going to say all the guys that graduated to work with us are in our favorites. So Brett, so CK, Valdez.
Right.
Those have to be our favorites. We hired them full time.
Right, and they've been around forever.
Well, they've been around forever, right. Yeah. So we hired them full time. They have to be in our Hall of Fame interns, okay?
Okay.
In terms of just one and doneers, it's got to be Omar. For me, I'm
Omar
pretty
was,
sure.
He was classic.
Now, I'm sure Jason's going to name some hot chick that I don't know and remember, but for me, it was Omar.
I can't remember all of their names. We did have some attractive interns back in the day.
I will say.
But I can't remember their names.
Least favorite, we had some little runt girl that was butt annoying, and she didn't like the show, and she didn't really appreciate the show, and... You know,
was that Fairfax?
She'd wear like Jesus sandals in here. Like I had nothing in common with that chick.
Yeah. I don't remember her.
She was a zilch, and by the way, ugly.
Ooh.
So it was like a quadruple whammy.
I don't remember that chick.
Yeah, because she was completely forgettable.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the pimple of our interns.
What was the intern we had? He looked like Tiger Woods a little bit. Was he an intern?
We sent him out,
Abdullah.
And we did a Tiger
Abdullah. I like that kid.
He was fine.
Like
he didn't
kid.
Do much for me, but we did do.
I did a rap.
I mean, he was a nice kid.
He was a nice kid, but we did a great bit where we literally dressed him up as Tiger Woods, and we had him with a 9-iron. We took him out to Georgetown in a limo.
He was walking around,
and people literally saying Tiger,
right?
Tiger.
He like, did look like Tiger.
People?
My, this, all right. You answered it right.
Yeah, I did. Do you have? We want
I'll just go. I mean, it's probably recency, but I thought Lindsey John was a nice kid.
I like Lindsey John.
Haven't heard from him since he moved on.
Yeah, what happened to Lindsey John? He hates us or something, huh? I feel like I should have a relationship with Lindsey John.
I feel like I exchanged text with him
on Instagram,
in the last 6 months.
He is?
I think so.
What school did he end up picking?
I think he's at Fairfield.
He's at Fairfield.
Yeah.
My youngest likes Fairfield. Definitely something that she would consider. I visited
on
Fairfield,
the beach, right?
Huh?
It's on the beach.
It's
kind of.
Close. It's like a couple miles. Like a lot of students live.
Oh, he always
live
said, yeah, the students live on the beach.
They live on the water, mm-hmm. But I went there and I checked it out. And like where the students live, it's like rocks. So it's not like you're going out to the beach, you know what I mean? It's kind of hurting, but you're on the water. It's pretty cool.
So maybe recency. I'll go Lindsey John.
No.
It's a good kid.
He's a great kid, but it's got to be.
I know we're missing some, though.
Well, Bobby Goo.
I mean,
Bobby Goo was a poker player, and we saw his.
I mean, if he wants like
Super
girls,
Bowl
we
started.
Pants. I mean, we had CK, but we also had
CK
two.
Who was CK two?
With the blonde girl,
the girl that had like the missing finger.
Yeah,
we had a girl that had a missing finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she had a claw,
or she had a nub.
No, she had like a claw.
Yes.
I
always see the mom of at the gym. Oh my gosh, now I'm going to forget her name. The one that bobbed for, what do we have?
Paulina.
Bobbing for apples?
Paulina.
Dude, I think she's like a beer rep. I saw her at the club.
I think we had her.
She lives in Florida, right?
No, the other one that's blonde.
The blonde Haley.
Yes, Haley.
Haley's a beer rep.
Yeah, I see Haley's mom at the gym.
Yeah.
She was very good, very nice.
Paulina bobbed for sausages.
Yes.
We had
with the guy.
Can you remind me what we did?
I think it was Paulina. And
I thought we did that with Haley, too. I think she made me bomb for apples.
It was Paulina.
No?
No, it was Paulina. And Ethan.
Yes, Ethan.
They bobbed for German sausages and beer.
Yeah, that's when we were landing.
Yeah.
So that's your EP lead?
What,
I think U.S. was playing Germany in like the World Cup.
How much money did you get that for being your entertainment page lead?
$10.
Jeez.
I can get me almost like a sub from Subway. Can almost get me.
Trav, what are your thoughts on the entertainment
Euro.
Page lead being influenced by his Venmo?
He's not the only one. Valdez, I don't know what he's doing. He's hyping up some Oklahoma State is putting QR codes on their helmets for NIL.
Right.
And he put a QR code behind the glass behind Jason so people send him money during the show.
Are people doing it?
He's just desperate.
What? When you did that today?
I made that today because I thought we might talk about Oklahoma State having QR codes on their helmets.
Well, that's so funny.
Where's Valdez's code?
Like Panda Jason. Jason, start talking. Look, you're watching a monumental right now.
Can someone zoom in on that?
Yeah, they can literally take a picture. And it links to my Venmo, so that way I don't have to announce my Venmo every 5 minutes.
So
like
hold
Eric.
On.
You know
hold
what? I'm gonna.
Why
get...
is that not my next T-shirt? My QR
should.
Code. That's my next T-shirt.
I'm just gonna put it right on a hat right here. My Believe in Harry hat, but QR code right there.
Why am I not doing that? It's some charity.
Look, can you see it?
Yeah, I totally see it. It's brilliant, and I think it's actually hilarious. I really like it.
I should put it behind
any,
you.
Any deposits?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Oh. All right. So I'll give you a few real stories, I guess.
Get it out of the way.
I'm sure these guys don't beg for stuff.
Who?
You're the leader. Now Valdez is number two.
I'm not begging.
What are you talking about? You sell things, tchotchkes that we get sent.
Yeah, I'm doing the work myself.
What's the difference? I'm doing the
Valdez
work.
Valdez is just existing.
Yeah, well, no, he's doing zings. He's getting rewarded for the zings.
Hey, you're going to think this is funny, Drabby.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game in Nashville Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of embarrassing.
All right, what are you doing?
I asked Chris Doering if he had any connections, since he's an SEC guy, on Vanderbilt tickets, home tickets.
And?
His co-host is going to hook me with... I need five. She's got three. I need five.
Wow.
But I'm getting tickets from... Vanderbilt.
By the way, this is the guy
through Chris Doering.
This is the guy who slept in our listeners' crusty sheets for a week in the Ocean City condo.
And the door.
No. I never asked for that. I was going to Virginia Beach to pay for my own hotel. And I got my doors blown off with great offers because I'm entertaining.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Hey, don't act like you don't benefit from your position.
I wasn't asking.
Neither
I was gifted. Oh, you're not asking? You got a giant logo on the window, pal.
What's wrong with asking?
It's just beneath.
Tacky.
It's tacky. Yeah.
I didn't ask.
I think it's a funny bit. I'm gonna put.
You don't care if it's funny. You just care that you got 10 bucks.
Right. I actually do think it's funny. And at the end of the day, I don't think he's going to get any money from it, but I do think
it's
funny.
No, I'm talking about you bringing up who our favorite intern was.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Cam. I liked Cam, too.
I'm not suggesting that question was particularly interesting.
I know. My point is, though, that you...
For 10 bucks...
You decided to take time out of the show.
Well, I mean, it's actually more interesting than the official Ben and J-Lo divorce news, right?
I don't doubt that. I mean...
Remember, you know who filed?
Do you know what Jason said about the entertainment
really
page the other day? What did you say?
I said anything's more entertaining than the entertainment page.
You know that a lot of people, it's their favorite segment.
Who?
People tell me all the time.
It's their favorite segment?
Yes.
You know what? Scotty Vaca poll of the day. More entertaining, better segment. Sports
Venmo
page.
Or EP.
EP, sports
page.
Sports
page or EP. All right, there you go. Right, hey, you guys you didn't grill me on asking Doreen for tickets. What do you think about that?
It's part of the course.
So you're not surprised.
The only surprise is that you would sit there and go through your Rolodex of people that might potentially have a connection.
No, he was the first guy that came to mind because he's works for the SEC network.
Here's a question for you. Listen,
Chris Doering in person before.
Yeah.
I think
I've met Chris Doering.
Like once or twice?
One time.
All right.
One time.
Yeah, I met him at a blackjack table in Bahamas.
But they text each other. Yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So we're text buddies.
Oh, no, but here's the thing. Yeah. Listen, I like free stuff.
Yes.
Send me all the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Right? But there are certain things that I just don't, I think I'm above or.
Yeah.
Says the guy who puts out his Venmo daily.
Well, yeah. I also think that is.
20 bucks to ask a question.
I actually do think that's a funny bit. Okay. The fact that people do it blows my mind.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that
you would never ask.
I would
occur a guest that you've never met.
Is there anything that you would not ask for? Like what's out of bounds? Where do you draw the line? I would probably draw the line at a guy I met once to ask for.
But I feel like we know him like he's a buddy, even though we've only seen him once.
I know, but
we have him on like five, six times a year.
You asked him because he went to the same conference.
He works for the SEC network.
The waste management guy. The guy legit says he could send us out there and we could play in the pro-am.
And I'm embarrassed by that whole thing.
I don't know why you are. You should be sized.
I'm just embarrassed by that. There are certain things that I just won't.
Yeah, but that's a listener offering something. I don't think that's a big deal.
I'm not saying it's not a big
like
deal.
It's not like you were saying, hey, somebody hook. I think there's a certain line of tackiness versus not being tacky. Jason, it is par for the course. If he had asked for 10 tickets, that's way over the line.
Five is an awkward number. Anything over four is butt awkward. Tickets come in twos five and fours. Five is all messed up.
But I mean,
up.
It's Vander, but it's not like going to the freaking horseshoe.
It is. Who's the fifth?
It's my oldest daughter's friend who went to Tech, lives in Nashville.
She might be ours.
Cool. She might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely need one more because we got four of us.
Right.
Me and my wife, two daughters.
I'm just
crazy
asking.
Concept. You could buy a ticket.
Well, I might have to buy two.
Yeah, God forbid.
I know. I'm just saying.
Then he's got to figure out a way for all of them to sit together.
Yeah.
Says the guy who got four Seinfeld tickets last night.
Well, right.
Are you still, back in the day when we used to go out and do stuff together, we don't anymore because everyone just has lives.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
Who cares? But you used to be pretty generous at like a bar and restaurant. When you're playing golf, are you generous? Are you buying drinks for people? Are you generous or no?
Yeah, I mean. I'm a member at Evergreen, and when we go out, if I bring my buddies to Evergreen, I just put it on my account.
Of course.
Yeah.
But then when you're just playing regularly with the boys, you ever say, hey, I got this, and you got all the drinks for everybody?
Well, not all of them.
No, but I'm saying like when when a cart girl comes around, you go, I got it. What do you guys want?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just checking.
That's a dumb question.
I don't know if it's dumb.
You know I would do that.
Did someone pay you to ask that question?
Right. Another 10 bucks in your Venmo.
All right,
hold on. What was getting back to the dumb J-Lo? Who filed?
If you had to guess.
Well, I guess since you're asking, then J-Lo filed.
J-Lo filed. And
well,
I believe she filed on the 2-year anniversary.
She knew Ben hates her. Of course she's going to file.
I think they've been estranged for a long time.
Okay.
There's a video that's going viral of... did somebody send you something, Valdez? Did you get hooked?
Yeah. Make it Drab jealous.
Oh, yeah. The self-proclaimed fifth junkie after 10 minutes has $2 in donations. Meanwhile, people are bending over backwards to get me to stay at their condo.
Yeah, but they're not there. So by the way, did you pay for the dog? Did you pay for the dog or the dog damage?
He's declined payment.
Wow.
Asked him one time. Did you follow up?
We were chit-chatting the other day.
Did you bring it up?
Not the door, but I'm offering friendship.
All right, well, now you got to hang out with him. Yeah. You got to hang out with him.
He's my text buddy.
You got to invite him over for dinner.
We talked about it earlier. Alex Cooper from the Call Her Daddy podcast signed a 3-year deal with Sirius XM for $125
million.
I'm not jealous. I'm not envious. I don't bang my head against the wall every time I see that. DeAndre Hopkins apparently couldn't resist falling for the Sydney Sweeney's picks. Did he jump up in her DMs or something?
He had a public comment where the caption was thirst trap.
Right.
And then
she did that herself.
Yes. And then Hopkins replied, trapped.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. And remember, we've seen Hopkins' penis, too.
We have?
Yes.
What?
When? When did we see it?
A couple years ago.
This guy doesn't miss a penis pic.
He loves them.
All the penises. I
love penis.
I love one penis. My own. When did we see it? I remember seeing Antonio Brown. Remember Antonio Brown was in the gym?
Of course.
Yeah. When did we see DeAndre? Was it just like sideline?
No, it was an IG link leak.
So he had sent a video of him.
Video or him having sex.
Smashing.
Yeah. So that's how we saw his penis.
Okay, good. By the way, you haven't sent me Tigers in quite a while.
Well, he's got to play.
All right, but this year I think you went over for sending me.
No, I think I definitely sent it.
Yeah.
I'll send it for the PNC.
All right, when he does the PNC. Last but not least, by the way, have you seen how much Charlie's grown? You've actually looked at the pictures from like the last year or two and him now? Like, he's like...
Is that his growth spurt?
Yeah, he's had his growth spurt. Looks like he doesn't look like a little kid anymore. Last but not least, it's funny, Drab and I were talking about how these SEC schools are so popular. All these big football schools are so popular. Yes, that's one of the reasons why a sorority house at University of Alabama could undergo a $17 million, it's either a renovation or a brand new joint. It's 40,000 square feet for the Delta Zeta sorority house at the University of Alabama. $40 million. All, no, $17 million, 40,000 square feet.
And all the sorority sisters' dads are paying for it?
Yeah. Did you see? I think it was University of Alabama, or maybe it was Texas. No, I think it was Texas. Their football locker room? Did you see that video that went viral?
Mm-mm. Is it crazy?
It is. It's like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Every guy has his own, like, thumbprint, whatever, locker, right? Where you put all your belongings and stuff in there. They all have big screen TVs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're flying first class to like England or something with Elon Musk. Every player, they got a huge picture of each player above their locker.
Like a first class pod?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a first class pod for every player on that football team. It's unbelievable. You got just DuckDuckGo, University of Texas.
And you wonder why schools are bouncing from their poopy conferences to the power conferences.
Yeah. Just DuckDuckGo there. locker room. It's unbelievable. And that's like for 100+ guys.
Although SMU, that's joining the ACC, they're not getting ACC Football Network television money for 9 years.
Why? That was part of the deal.
Part of the deal. They said, you can come, but we're not giving you money. So they are fundraising to support their program. They came up with 125. I don't know who these guys are down there in Dallas that are SMU grads. They came up with $125 million in 7 days.
That's amazing. All right,
isn't
guys,
that nuts?
It's hot outside. How do you keep the hot weather out and the cool comfort in? Thompson Creek Windows, Rickies. Thompson Creek Windows. Keep your energy bills in check while keeping your home super chill in the summer and toasty warm in the winter, all while saving you cold, hard cash while cutting out the middleman. Thompson Creek does it all. Design, build, and install, all with an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking. Call Thompson Creek now for 40% off. Buy one window, get one 40% off by calling 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
So yesterday, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post, who we have on from time to time, kind of did a deep dive into Jaden Daniels and his reputation for recklessness in college running the football. We had Dan Quinn on the show. Hopefully you heard the interview. You could still grab the podcast. Go to thefandc.com or check out our YouTube page, TheFanDC, and watch the video of our interview with Dan Quinn. But Dan Quinn addressed the sliding issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, while Jaden Daniels may not be a traditional slider, he does get down. And Sam Fortier tweeted out, I think he went through his runs, that he did take 3 massive hits in his first 5 games. So what he described as massive. But then he went on to say, the reputation is overstated. He ran 500 times in college. And on fewer than a dozen was he, quote, driving drunk, his dad's way of saying running recklessly.
Right, but any one of those 12 hits.
They say the hits overshadowed many slides, step out of bounds, or athletic moves to lessen contact.
So he was sliding.
There are some slides in there.
Yeah.
Or times when he just jumps out of bounds.
Yeah.
So there are, I mean, when you look at, you know, we've all seen the highlights, there are times where, you know, he's jumping down the middle and a couple linebackers smash him.
I mean, some of them literally are suicide plays.
He's running full speed and a corner smashes him, spears him.
Yeah, he's got an instinct to try to jump over people, which is crazy.
He did that in the Florida State game. He got pummeled.
I guess if you look at 500 total runs, it's only a handful. The danger is if it's that one
just
time.
Just takes the one time.
Right.
Listen.
But that could be true for any kind of hit.
Correct.
That's true. I have faith. Listen, I have faith in him. It's just, we're just all scared. Because, like, kind of Danny insinuated in his little rant about a whole thing, we got a guy here. We got a real chance at having a guy. And,
sure,
man,
so.
If he goes down on an avoidable hit, it's going to make us crazy.
By the way, our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Windows, Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Imagine the buzzkill I don't think he's going to play in this last game. But imagine the buzzkill if he had a J.J. McCarthy situation.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Be devastating.
It would
But you did notice, and this is what I'm also banking on, too, is his that Kevin O'Connell said, at least I know we got our quarterback. Like, I'd seen enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, chalking that up as potential hit. Nick's looks like a hit. Jaden's a hit. Caleb will be up and down.
They haven't
so he'll be a
thrown
hit.
One I'm regular just telling season
you,
pass.
I'm just saying. I don't know about Drake. That's Lurch's boy. We'll see how Jason's eye for talent is.
He's my boy, too, to an extent.
I like him.
I had him number two. I think Caleb Williams and the big-time throw percentage jumps out at me, and just he looks like
Caleb's
going to
have superstar plays, but he's also going to have big-time negative plays, I think.
They all are.
Yeah, but I think he might have more because he's riskier.
I don't think he's as risky as you think. And just the weapons that he has, it's his situation in Chicago, I think, is better than every one of those rookies.
In terms of the guys he can,
Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
I mean, especially if Odunze proves to be really good.
It's got three legits.
Really good wide receivers.
Good tight end.
Wait,
good
is
back.
The other Hard Knocks out today? The boring Bears?
I thought it was on Tuesdays.
So it came out yesterday?
It came out last night.
So I'll watch it today.
Yeah.
Boring Bears. I mean, they are butt boring. Sorry. Sorry.
You've talked it down that I don't even think
I mean,
about
there's literally nothing you haven't seen before. The Giants one was so good. I didn't even finish that one.
I didn't.
I think I watched three.
I thought it was good. The ones I watched was good, but
I really liked it. But man, it's going to be sad to see all those guys blown out this year. John Merrick.
By the way, the most of the hits that Jaden's going to take are going to be sacks. That's where he's going to get most of his hits.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, what if
true,
he gets rid of the ball like he has in preseason, 1.8 seconds?
He's going to get sacked.
That's
going to get sacked. You know he is.
I didn't bring up that nugget, but in his 15 dropbacks, he hasn't faced one pressure.
Well, statistically, I don't know that that's true. I think he got hit or avoided a hit on Diami's pass.
Pro Football Focus has him as zero pressures.
I thought he took a hit or was very close to one on the Diami pass. I have to
look
at it.
Killed the messenger.
Yeah. PFF. Well, he's getting rid of the ball 1.8 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fine. He's not going to – he's going to get sacked.
Right.
That's where he's going to get hit.
The offensive line
is going to have to really protect him.
I'm not saying he's not going to get sacked.
I wouldn't worry as much about him just getting outside the pocket and getting hit there. I would worry about sacks.
I'd be more worried that someone rolls onto his leg from the blind side, whether it's an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, than him escaping the pocket.
But the difference is, I agree, but that's all quarterbacks have that risk.
Yeah.
He has the added risk of... JP wanting him to run eight times a game.
Yeah.
So everyone has the drop back risk for guy rolling over on him, offensive lineman.
But if he's running eight times a game, if he's smart, he's only getting hit maybe once out of those eight times.
I think that would be hard to pull off.
It's hard, well, man. It's the NFL, dude.
Well, if he's doing it, then.
I think if he ends up running.
Cliff Kingsbury's guy said, whoa, we got to dial his back.
Seven or eight times a game, he's going to get at least three or four times because some of them are going to be like those. Similar to what happened in this game where it's a quarterback sweep and a corner is going to force him back to the inside and a linebacker is going to hit him.
Well, he's got to be really aware of where these guys are and he's got to get down.
Decapitate him if he's not careful.
Hopefully he's going to get down and see it.
Right.
Like the spectacular hits, EB's right. He jumped into one and he got blindsided on another. Anyway.
We'll see.
Probably not going to see him this weekend. We're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Creek.com.
So yesterday, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post, who we have on from time to time, kind of did a deep dive into Jaden Daniels and his reputation for recklessness in college running the football. We had Dan Quinn on the show. Hopefully you heard the interview. You could still grab the podcast. Go to thefandc.com or check out our YouTube page, TheFanDC. And watch the video of our interview with Dan Quinn. But Dan Quinn addressed the sliding issue.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, while Jaden Daniels may not be a traditional slider, he does get down. And Sam Fortier tweeted out, I think he went through his runs, that he did take three massive hits in his first five games. So what he described as massive. But then he went on to say, the reputation is overstated. He ran 500 times in college, And on fewer than a dozen was he, quote, driving drunk. His dad's way of saying running recklessly.
Right, but any one of those 12 hits.
They say the hits overshadowed many slides, mm-hmm. step out of bounds, or athletic moves to lessen contact.
So he did. He was sliding.
There are some slides in there.
Yeah.
Or times when he just jumps out of bounds.
Yeah.
So there are, I mean, when you look at, you know, we've all seen the highlights. There are times where, you know, he's jumping down the middle and a couple linebackers smash him. I mean,
some of them literally are suicide plays.
He's running full speed in a corner, smashes him, spears him.
Yeah. He's got an instinct to try to jump over people, which is crazy.
He did that in the Florida State game. He got pummeled.
I guess if you look at 500 total runs, it's only a handful. The danger is if it's that one
just
time.
Takes the one time.
Right.
Listen.
But that could be true for any kind of hit.
Correct.
That's true. I have faith in him. It's just, we're just all scared because, like, kind of Danny insinuated in his little rant about a whole thing. This is, we got a guy here. We got a real chance at having a guy. And,
sure,
man,
seems so.
If he goes down on an avoidable hit, it's going to make us crazy.
By the way, our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Windows, Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Imagine the buzzkill. I don't think he's going to play in this last game, but imagine the buzzkill if he had a J.J. McCarthy situation.
Oh, I mean, yeah, be devastating.
It would
but
be.
You did notice, and this is what I'm also banking on, too, is his that Kevin O'Connell said, at least I know we got our quarterback. Like, I'd seen enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, chalking that up as potential hit. Nick's looks like a hit. Jaden's a hit. Caleb will be up and down.
They haven't
be a hit.
Thrown one
I'm
regular
just
season
you,
pass.
I'm just saying. I don't know about Drake. That's Lurch's boy. We'll see how Jason's eye for talent is.
He's my boy, too, to an extent.
I like him.
Item number two. I think Caleb Williams and the big-time throw percentage jumps out at me and he looks like
Caleb's going to have superstar plays, but he's also going to have big-time negative plays, I think.
They all are.
Yeah, but I think he might have more because he's riskier.
I don't think he's as risky as you think. And just the weapons that he has, it's his situation in Chicago, I think, is better than every one of those rookies.
In terms of the guys
receivers.
He can... Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
I mean, especially if Odunze proves to be really good.
It's got three legits.
Really good wide receivers.
Good tight end.
Wait,
good
is
back.
The other Hard Knocks out today? The boring Bears.
I thought it was on Tuesdays.
It came out last night.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it today.
Yeah.
Boring Bears. I mean, they are butt boring. Sorry, it's just sorry.
You've talked it down that I don't even think.
I mean,
about
there's literally nothing you haven't seen before. The Giants one was so good.
I didn't even finish that one.
I didn't.
I think I watched three.
I thought it was good. The ones I watched was good, but
I really liked it. But man, it's gonna be sad to see all those guys blown out this year. John Mayer.
By the way, most of the hits that Jaden's gonna take are gonna be sacks. That's where he's gonna get most of his hits.
I don't know if that's
well, what
true
if he gets rid of the ball like he has in preseason, 1.8 seconds?
He's gonna get sacked.
That's
he's gonna get
that,
sacked. You know he is.
I didn't bring up that nugget, but in his 15 dropbacks, he hasn't faced one pressure.
Well,
statistically,
I don't know that that's true. I think he got hit or avoided a
pro football
hit
focus,
on Diami's pass.
Pro Football Focus has him as zero pressures.
I thought he took a hit or was very close to one on the Diami pass. I have
killed
the
messenger.
Yeah. PFF. Well, he's getting rid of the ball 1.8 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fine. He's not going to – he's going to get sacked.
Right.
That's where he's going to get hit.
The offensive line
is going to have to really protect him.
I'm not saying he's not going to get sacked.
I wouldn't worry as much about him just getting outside the pocket and getting hit there. I'd worry about sacks.
I'd be more worried that someone rolls onto his leg from the blind side, whether it's an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, than him escaping the pocket.
But the difference is, I agree, but that's – all quarterbacks have that risk.
Yeah.
He has the added risk of, you know,
of
JP
running.
Wanting him to run eight times a game.
Yeah.
So everyone has the drop back risk for guy rolling over on him, offensive lineman.
But if he's running eight times a game, if he's smart, he's only getting hit maybe once out of those eight times.
I think that would be hard to pull off.
It's hard, well, man. It's the NFL, dude.
Well, if he's doing it, then...
I think if he ends up running...
Cliff Kingsbury's guys say, whoa, we got to dial his back.
Seven or eight times a game, he's going to hit he's going to get at least three or four times, because some of them are going to be like those similar to what happened in this game where it's a quarterback sweep and a corner is going to force him back to the inside and a linebacker is going to hit him.
Well, he's got to be really aware of where these guys are, and he's got to get down.
Decapitate him if he's not careful.
Hopefully he's going to get down and see it.
Right.
Like the spectacular hits, EB's right. He jumped into one and he got blindsided on another. Anyway,
we'll see.
Probably not going to see him this weekend. We're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.